the Ritz Theater in New York City, the Bill Kemp Show. And here he is, our Bill Kemp.
Greetings once again from New York. I bid you welcome on behalf of Betty Holt, Peter Hanley, the Upbeats, and Neil Hefti in the orchestra. Our special guests tonight will be Ava Gardner and Robert Mitchum, although it's not definite. It was my intention, friends, to have a whole new raft of material for you tonight, but I'll be honest with you, just as Jack Parr came on yesterday, my pencil broke, so we're going to be stuck with ad-libs, I think, for the rest of the night.
Hey, Bill, you don't mean to tell me that you steal jokes.
George, you're looking at the only man in radio whose ears are insured for $5,000. Believe me. And incidentally, we got to have a... Oh, thank you, my dear.
Well...
Hey, you're wearing your tickly skirt tonight, eh? All right, we're double parked tonight, so we'll have to make it a fast show. Will you introduce the first number?
All right, Bill, here are the Upbeats to sing Honeycomb.
It's a darn good life and it's kind of funny how the bee was made, and the bee made honey, and the honey bee looking for a home made a honeycomb. Then they combed the world and they gathered all of the honeycomb into one sweet ball, and the honeycomb from a million thrips made my baby's lips.
Honeycomb home to be my baby, honeycomb be my home.
There's a hank of hair and a piece of bone made a walking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb
home to be my baby, honeycomb be my home.
What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb.
Now do her tell how they made a seed, and they tied a hand to the greenery tree, so the tree was made, and I guess you've heard.
Next they made a bird.
Now they waited round till the end of spring, saving every note the bird did sing, and they rolled it up into one sweet tone.
For my honeycomb, honeycomb
home to be my baby, honeycomb be my own.
With a hank of hair and a piece of bone, they a walking, talking honeycomb, honeycomb
home to be my baby, honeycomb be my own.
What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb. In a little while when they made that bird, they looked around for a little word, and it sounded sweet as a turtle dove. So they called it love, and they went around looking everywhere, taking love from here and love from there, and they stored it up in a little cart for my honey's heart.
Honeycomb home to be my baby, honeycomb be my own.
Just a hank of hair and a piece of bone, made a walking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb
home to be my baby, honeycomb be my own.
What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb.
There you are, the Upbeats singing Honeycomb, and I'd like you to meet another member of our little company right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet Miss Betty. Betty Holt, my lady. Come on over. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm just fine, thank you, Bill. You know, Peter tells me that you're quite a singer. He says you recorded an album.
Uh-huh, I did. The album was very big in Biloxi, as a matter of fact. Boy, some good numbers in that, too. You know, Dance Mrs. Epstein, dance. And, maybe I'll win, and maybe I'll lose. Maybe I'll buy a bottle of booze. And let me see, an old favorite was on a pile of debris that I met her. And, M is for my maladjusted childhood. They were all very big hits, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I had no idea that you were that versatile.
Oh, I am.
Just where did you begin your singing career?
Matter of fact, Betty, I started singing in a church choir. 400 people changed their religion that day. I used to be known as the only singer whose Adam's apple had a stem on it. Say, on the subject of singing, you're scheduled to do a number right now. Why don't you introduce it, huh?
I'd just love to. Ladies and gentlemen, here is me singing My Heart Reminds Me.
I hear the sound of music, your favorite kind of music, and that reminds me, dear, of you. Summer night to make me dream.
to make me give up my subscription to Boy's Life.
That was Betty Holt.
Very, very prettily done, too.
So I tell you, these two guys met in the street, you see, and they haven't seen each other in quite a while. And one guy said to the other, how are you feeling? The other guy said, I don't know, there's something wrong. I keep seeing snakes and elephants. And his friend said, well, have you seen a doctor? And he said, no, just snakes and elephants. And you can enjoy such music as this. Peter Hanley singing Sugar Corsage.
Sugar Corsage, sweet as the stars. Now you're a token of the broken heart.
Last night I went to your party. Last night when you were 16, and to show you my love and affection, I bought you a sugar corsage.
Sugar corsage, sweet as the stars. Now you're a token of the broken heart.
I sat alone in the corner. You danced with somebody new. I could tell by the way you were smiling. You loved him and he loved you too.
Sugar corsage, sweet as the stars. Now you're a token of the broken heart.
Now all day long I am crying. Teardrops I can't camouflage. Oh, my world fell apart like the pieces of my little sugar corsage.
Sugar corsage, sweet as the stars. Now you're a token of the broken heart.
To think you could love me was just a mirage. I pity the sugar in my sugar corsage.
Peter Hanley and a little thing called Sugar Corsage. So this guy, he and his wife, they're sitting in their living room one night, and out of the blue he turns to her and he says, honey, what was the name of that guy who gave me the memory course? Kind of sneaks up on you. I like that gag. It's very good, in fact. In a few moments, I'm going to repeat the gag for the benefit of those of you who are listening to the program in your cars, and you may have been driving under a bridge when I told it, you know. But I tell you, if you're approaching a bridge right now, please pull over to the side of the road, won't you? Because I know you won't want to miss this next number by Betty Holt. It's called Tammy. Bet? George, sit down. You make the place look shabby. Neil Hefty, will you come over to the mic, please? I want to talk to you.
Yes, Bill.
Something's been bothering me, Neil. I love this orchestra of yours, as you know. But on the first show that we did together, you had a French horn player in the band, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
Well, what happened to him? I see he's not with you now.
Well, no, he isn't, Bill, and I really hated to do it. I had to get rid of him. You see, he wore a toupee.
You wore a toupee?
Mm-hmm.
What's so unusual about that? Our announcer there, George Hansbrough, he wears one, too.
No kidding.
Sure he does. My God, he even wears a toupee at night. You should have given me the line there, but he wears a toupee at night. Otherwise, his head keeps slipping off the pillow, you know. I want you to know that before George bought that toupee, his head was the only bright spot in this whole program. But let's get back to this French horn player. So he wore a toupee. So what?
Well, it was just one of those things, Bill.
Never mind the song titles, Neil. What happened to the French horn player?
Well, just as we were about ready to go on the air the other day, his toupee fell in the French horn. You know, he spent the whole program blowing his top.
Jealousy is not one of my traits. I only hope you haven't thrown away your unemployment book. Now, you get back there and face the music like a man, will you? Famed comedian Neil Hefti and his orchestra with Melody D'Amour. I still haven't recovered from him getting a laugh. So there was this guy. He wanted to get a new sound in music, you see, and he began rehearsing an orchestra that consisted of 75 violinists and one drummer. Now, the effect was really quite terrific, and they were booked into Carnegie Hall for their debut performance. And for weeks and weeks prior to the concert, this conductor rehearsed the 75 violinists and one drummer until they were absolutely perfect in all the arrangements. The night of the concert arrived, Carnegie Hall was sold out. The crowd of music lovers were tense with anticipation. The conductor strode to the podium where the 75 violinists and one drummer were waiting. He received a thunderous ovation, and then he turned to face the orchestra. A hush fell over the audience. He slowly raised his baton, and then a terrible thing happened. The drummer, whose nerves were at the breaking point, he jumped the gun, and he gave forth with a mighty crash on the kettle drum. The conductor's face went white. He slowly lowered the baton, glared at the musicians, and said, "All right, who's the wise guy?" Here are the Upbeats, ladies and gentlemen, back with "I'm Gonna Write Myself a Letter." Kids?
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got it. I'm gonna smile and say I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself.
yeah.
Gonna make believe it came from you.
Oh, yeah.
Sit right down and write myself a letter. That's a real swinging group there. We ought to call them the Hammock. Betty Holt. Betty Holt and Peter Hanley are going to combine their talents right now to sing Language of Love. Okay, kid.
She didn't speak English.
She didn't speak Spanish.
But Mexican moonlight makes obstacles vanish.
All right, we're sailing.
But they spoke the language. The language of love.
Our hearts were swaying,
like the desert dance above. It's so universal. The language of love.
We met at the fiesta when the crowd gave us a shove. The tourists and the native who were meant to fall in love.
I started to apologize.
I guess that I did too, but my man hadn't.
All my Latin
were coming through.
She didn't speak English. He didn't speak Spanish.
No, no, no.
Mexican moonlight. Uh-huh. Makes obstacles vanish.
Our eyes were saying. What our lips were dreaming of.
But they spoke the language. The language of love.
Our hearts were swaying.
Like the stars that dance above. It's all universal. The language of love. It's all universal. The language of love.
That was James Dandy, wasn't it? That was a real leg slapper there.
I think I'm going to die. I think this show is dying.
I see a nice thing on the schedule. Every time our schedule indicates that it's time for another song by Betty Holt, I tell you, I jump for joy. And I haven't jumped for joy since I substituted for a female parachutist. Anyway, Betty, something I want to ask you before you sing this number. Are you still enamored, really, of Pete Hanley?
Oh, I think he's wonderful.
You understand, I'm not jealous or anything, but what's he got that I haven't got?
Well, he has good looks and muscles, yeah. And he has intelligence and plenty of personality and money. Oh.
You see, you're stuck. You can't. No, I don't know why it is. I have the worst luck of any guy alive. I really, and it's not just where women are concerned. It's almost anything I do. I tell you, everything happens to me and Dick Tracy.
Oh, it can't be as bad as that, Bill.
You don't think so?
No.
Listen, I want you to know that I just caught the American flu from my Chinese laundryman.
You're kidding.
No, well, I am, as a matter of fact, yes. No, I'm not really. I tell you, I get involved in accidents, really, that start off happening to somebody else. I ask you something. You've heard of cigarette lighters that won't work?
Yes.
Well, mine won't go out.
I think you're just kidding.
I hate these guys who laugh at their own material, but I've always been a firm believer in the old adage, if you want something done well, do it yourself. What were you going to say, dear?
I just think you're feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Can I sing you for the song,
sir? Oh, you're certainly good. I tell you, when you sing, honey, I'm just transported. The water on my knee bubbles.
In that case, this is a very appropriate song called Moonlight Swim. Let's go on a moonlight swim, far away from the crowd, all alone up on the beach. Our lips and our arms closed within each other's reach. We'll be on a moonlight swim. Let's go on a moonlight swim. To the raft we can race, and for just a little while I'll sit and pretend that we're on desert isle with me on a moonlight swim. So the air is cold with kisses oh so sweet. I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from your head to feet. Let's go on a gold balloon that tips winking down and inviting us to come on in on a moonlight swim. Through the air is cold with kisses oh so sweet. I'll keep you warm, so very warm, from your head to feet. Let's go on a moonlight.
balloon that sits winking down and inviting us to come on in. On a moonlight swim, on a moonlight swim, on a moonlight swim.
Betty Holt. Moonlight swim. That's a new one, huh? That's a pretty one. Very nice. A little later in the show, on the subject of music, Neil Heffey and the orchestra will be playing a number from the new motion picture, Carmen Lombardo Repents. Yeah, this is Bill Kemp. Hello, honey. How's my little poopsie? Eh? Yeah, well, you know I do. Look, honey, I'm on the air right now. I gotta get going. You know I do. There's no one but you. Sure, sweetie pie. Yeah, same time tonight? All right, hold it a minute. Neil, it's for you. Here's Peter Handley, the saint. On a pair to remember. Appropriate.
It's a wondrous thing that we'll rejoice in remembering. Our love was born with our first embrace, and a faith was born out of time and space.
Thank you.
the leader. He comes in. The guy just gets the funny line, and then he comes in smack on the funny line. He's
John Harmill.
I tell you, I just learned somebody offered him $500 to throw the show tonight. So, well, it appears, friends, that we've reached wrap-up time for tonight. I really hope that you've had a good time. If there's something you don't like about the show, the material or something like that, please don't write. I can't stand criticism. Time to say goodnight, kids. Betty?
Bye-bye, everyone.
Peter Hanley?
I'd like to say goodnight to Doris, Jean, and Muriel, and all my love to Jane and Helen and
okay.
Beth and Natalie.
All right,
Jackie,
lover boy. Come on. We've got to be off by November. The Upbeats? Goodnight,
Bill.
So long, kids. A musical goodnight from Neil Hefti and what's left of the AFP Gypsies. George Ansbrough?
So long, everybody.
Hope you have a very pleasant evening, friends, and goodnight, Kim Novak, wherever you are. Bye now.
The Bill Kemp Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.